If you head out of Cambridge on the A1301, the conurbation that is Great Shalford and beyond, the next village you meet is the delightful village of Stapleford. Still very much has a village feel to it, even though it's almost tacked onto Cambridge. Everybody like to think it's not, but the nice advantage for Stapleford is that beyond Stapleford, it's open land before you get to Sawston. There is that village community, and once a year, they really put it all together with the Village Show. It's coming up this Saturday, and I'm very delighted to welcome to the studio a couple of the organisers, some of the prime movers that have managed to make it through to the studio to talk to us this morning. Here with us is Sarah Sayer, the Vice Chair of Stapleford Parish Council, and someone I've known for a while. I don't suppose you ought to go into this story, but I always meet him normally halfway up and down a climbing frame. We'll perhaps explain that to the listeners later on. Miles Nicholas is also here from the Village Show Committee. Morning to both of you. Thank you for coming down to Cambridge 105.
Good morning.
This morning. You're very busy at the moment. Is the marquee ready? Has it been erected? I was wondering earlier on. Miles?
I've got my fingers crossed and hopefully it's been put up now.
Now, it's changed. We were trying to work out, Miles, whether it's been in the last 2 years or last 3 years since the event was previously held in the Stapleford Primary School. I think it's the primary school, is it? Or the junior school, I forget which it was. But it was in the Assembly Hall, and it probably has moved for the better. Not that we didn't enjoy the venue, but you now have, shall we say, flexibility.
It's grown. We've added more to what it was. Downside is we don't get to climb up the monkey bars anymore at the school.
I miss that.
But no, we've managed to add a lot more things on it and work with the parish council. And I think it's really going to be good this year. We've got sunshine.
So go back 3 years. When the sun did shine then, we were able to use some of the playing area behind the school. But we were probably quite limited with space. And the other big thing we had was just the Assembly Hall area was always very warm and rather hot and stuffy after 3 hours. And some of the horticultural exhibits, well, they began to wilt. You probably had your lettuce wilting around the edges back in those days.
You didn't want to take it home, if that was truthful.
That was always there was often chocolate that would melt at the end, which is a real shame because children got involved. We're talking about the fact that the Village Show also includes bit of a horticultural show that goes on as part of the Village Weekend. Many different classes as well, but again, it's great that the children get involved. We should explain about the monkey climbing frame then, what it was all about.
So the local school would have all put pictures in, and they still do, so they'll be collected tomorrow morning, and then there'll be prizes for the best pictures. And we'd have hung them from the monkey bars originally.
Yeah, year five, year six, in fact, even younger, so they were in different categories. You can just imagine these murals that were hanging down all the way from the monkey bars, or climbing frames, in the tall assembly hall that was, and it would be my job and your job to get these things hanging properly without falling off, which we seem to manage to do. And it's one of the great things, is the fact it is a community event. But 3 years ago, you moved it, and it's now
on the recreation ground,
which is on Haverhill Road, which listeners, if they're already thinking, oh, this sounds a bit interesting for Saturday, one of the ways to get there is past the Babram Park and Ride roundabout, if you like, the A1307. Start heading up towards the Gog Farm Shop, but do the right there, which is Haverhill Road. And you can't miss it, really, because as you come down through the speed restriction, 30 miles an hour, look to the right, and there is the large wooden pavilion, which in itself was only put up. Sarah, I'll bring in you in on this, the history of the pavilion, because that, again, was sort of hewed out of hammer and tong and with some village help and with some fundraising, and it's only been really available as a village asset in, what, the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's about right, in terms of we're a really community-oriented village, so we wanted to upgrade the existing provision and have a hub where people could just come along and have sports classes and football and just have a central base for everyone to use. And I think it was quite a novel design, and it's made of cedar wood, which I know divides some people, because obviously there's the upkeep question about whether you paint cedar or whether you just let it naturally fade. So I think it's blended into the local environment quite well, and it's not too intrusive on the massive recreation ground that we've got that's really heavily used.
Sight of the old rickety pavilion, dare we say, about the old one, but now you have that, and of course it's football in the. And if you go by there on a Sunday morning, it's a hive of activity, because you've normally got two or three matches going on, juniors and I guess village leagues as well, as Stapleford plays Sawston, or indeed plays Great Shalford or Little Shalford. And maybe further afield as well in the summer months, cricket, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really well used. And also in the last year, we've upgraded some of the play equipment, both in the junior playground and also the sort of more teenage area. And also we did raise some money and access some grants to put in some adult gym equipment 2 or 3 years ago, which again is open to everyone, and you know, we hope everyone uses it.
You have room inside for something like that, Sarah, which is a really good asset. We're all told to be fit and healthy and do a little bit more exercise. No excuse really, but the stumps have gone. I guess the cricket pitch will hopefully be preserved nicely. I don't know whether we cordon off the actual pitch area, but there'll be a lot of people gathering over the weekend for this Saturday and Sunday. The event starts, though, tomorrow evening with a junior club film show put together by the Youth Incentive or Initiative between the Shelfords, shall we say, Great Shelford and Little Shelford, and Stapleford. It's all kind of based around sorcery. and one wonderful magic around the Harry Potter theme. The showing tomorrow night, though, is a film for juniors.
It is indeed. It's The Fantastic Beasts and How to Find Them, which is a 12A. And if you assemble about 6:30, the film starts at 7 o'clock. And everyone's welcome. Under 12s must be accompanied by an adult, and the suggested donation of £3. But Harry Potter themed snacks and drinks will be available to buy, because obviously that's the theme of the weekend.
It's going to be fizzy pot and pop and lemonade and maybe biscuits, and because the children are going to get very warm, even in the marquee with all the sides open, I'm sure, to try and keep it ventilated. But is there a licensed bar for the adults?
Dare I
suggest? And is it up from tomorrow evening?
Any event that I'm involved with always has a licensed bar, and there will be one from Friday to Sunday for all events.
Sarah, what are you saying about yourself, madam? But no, we do understand. It is thirsty work. Actually, talking of which, of course, as a part of the committee, Miles, you have been involved with erecting the marquee. Lots of help this year? Got plenty of people on board to roll up the sleeves and give you a hand?
We do well with help, particularly when the events are going on. So people come out that you haven't seen for a year, and they'll all come out and help again. And that is, I think, the chance we actually get to chat and see where everybody's been over the winter.
Yes, they sort of come out from under their shells for the summer. It's not quite like that, because planning for something like this must be taking place pretty much across the year. Do you have a sort of like a debrief which goes on after the event?
We have a debrief after the event, and we've been out looking at everybody's front gardens. Every front garden in Stapleford gets judged.
I never realised that, or else I would have tended mine a little bit more closely.
The weeds out of the border for you, Sarah. So, I mean, is that part of the National Open Garden Scheme?
No, that isn't. So that's part of the village show. Certain things go back in the history of the village show that we've always done. And I was saying earlier on, it's been running since 1888.
Yes, when you said that to me, Miles, out in the green room, I thought perhaps that was a typo. 1988. 1888, so that's quite extraordinary. And this event's pretty much lasted through, I mean, the Great War,
It stopped during the Second World War, but continued afterwards. Other bits that we do that people don't always see us doing, we'll go out and judge allotments. So we'll have a cup for allotment, or the best kept allotment. So there's bits that are happening in the background, but it's always happened, and I want it to keep happening.
And what I love is the fact that you can bring in your prize marrow, or the tallest. You can say, my sunflower is tallest. I'm not sure we'd be able to transport the sunflower into the tent. But it is lovely that, you know, sort of class 67, I'm just making this up as I go along. Actually, that's nothing to do with vegetables at all. But if I look down at some of them, you know, it will be like a selection of apples. Well, it's a bit early for those, I suppose. Wrong choice. I don't know, selection of your prize carrots. That would probably be nearer to season right now. And I think it's just a delight that almost, I don't know, something with traditional virtues and values still continues.
I think that's good. But the also thing that I think has helped me is I learned what I can grow in my own garden and what will be ready. So I've actually used it to see what the other gentlemen in the village are growing, and I've learned from them, and they've chatted me and told them the secrets to how they get things to grow earlier than other people. And it's a part of sharing and chatting, which we all used to do.
So another event for Sunday, which I'm going to try and tempt my partner to go along to, is the Tour de Stapleford, the family cycling event. I don't know, but maybe it's not been on my radar in previous years. Is this the first year we're doing this on a Sunday this year?
No, I think the Tour de Stapleford's been running a couple of years now, but the real advantage, as well as getting the opportunity to explore the village, is that actually there's a free bike check undertaken before you actually start the tour. And also, as a reward, there's a free bacon butty to everyone that participates. So we're quite an incentive for a Sunday morning.
So supporting you will be Owl Bikes in Sawston. They'll be coming over to give you a free bike check. Now, what we're talking about with a Tour de Force is an ideal Sunday morning family activity. It's the you're coming out in Tour de Force, but it's Tour de Stapleford. It's returning, in fact, for the Stapleford Village Weekend, so it has been held before, to answer that question. All riders just need to turn up at the Jubilee Pavilion, so this is on Haverhill Road in Stapleford, from 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday to register. That is, if you aren't hungover from all the beers you've been buying in the tent in the marquee the night before. You will receive this free bike check before departing from 10:20, with the last riders out at 20 to 11 on Sunday morning. The route will be signed, and there are marshals who will be on hand to help guide you round. You choose how far you want to go with a choice of routes, all from 1 mile, which is great for the juniors, really, all the way up to 7 miles. Is it going to take us over the Gogs, the Gog and the Magog Hills, or the Wanderbury? Do we know we're going to be huff and puffing? Have you seen the route?
No, but I might start exercising and preparing for the 1 mile.
Sarah, it might be a bit late for that, but you never know. So it's in practical wear for Sunday. The route, as I say, will be allowing you to go maybe up to 7 miles. And once you finish, there will be that barbecue, which will be from 11:20 on Sunday. So even if you don't go along and pedal hard, you may want to come down for a bit of a barbecue anyway until 12 noon on Sunday. The team do look forward to you. How many people do we know go on the Tour de Stapleford? How many cyclists do we know turn up? Any ideas how many come along?
I think I've seen definitely about 100 people in previous years because, like you say, because it's staged for different age groups and there's different lengths of route, there's something for everyone, really. And like you say, there's a cricket match in the afternoon as well, so you can relax with the afternoon tea. So there's plenty of recovery time built in.
With a glass of Pimm's with some cucumber on the side or something like that, plonked in there as well. So there'll be some village cricket matches from 1 o'clock as well. And on Sunday night in the marquee, the village weekend finale supper. Do we know any more about that?
We do indeed, in terms of that's run by Stapleford WI, and there's wine, of course, because the whole weekend is licensed, and a lovely supper, and there's live music, and it's a really popular event. And last year we actually had to close tickets before the weekend, but this year we have still got some available, as we have for the Cayley on the Saturday night, the Cayley and barbecue on the Saturday night. So all the information's on the www.stapleford.online.com website, but I know they're really popular events, and it's a really good opportunity to bring people from the village together, and also we welcome all the neighbouring villages and anyone from across Cambridgeshire or wherever, really, because we're pretty global around here.
Yeah, we'll be bringing up the online information for you again in a minute, so if you didn't grab that first time round, so you know where you can get your tickets and find out more information about the day. We've got a programme in front of us as well, so it's action-packed really from tomorrow evening. On Friday there'll be a tennis club quiz as well, starting at 7 for 7:30 in the marquee. Teams of up to 8, you want to go along there. Now, all the money that you make, hopefully you do make some profits out of the event, where will they be going? Presumably just to good causes around the village.
So it hasn't been done to make profit.
But you'll be able to sort of give away some money?
And we do like to give away some money, and we've given them to the local preschool before in the past. We like to raise money and have something to show for it, so we've liked to pay for the cups at the pavilion. So it's nice to actually show certain things where the money goes, but it's not to make money. It's to get out, have a chat, see your friends from the village.
And any profits can be put to good causes.
And they go to good causes. So we have managed to put some to good causes over the years.
Yeah, we reinvest the surplus into various local village initiatives. So, for instance, the village cafe that we hold at certain times throughout the year, and just supporting some of the local groups, and just reinvest the surplus back in village activities, really, yes.
And that their lot in Great Shelford, actually, there's a bit of friendly rivalry, because, of course, their feast is coming up in a few weeks as well, and that gets quite a lot of publicity. And I thought what it would be nice to do is... you're growing very much. I don't know whether you'll ever rival your neighbours... But I know everybody goes along to the Shelford Feast, and we like to come along to the Stapleford Fair as well. Mm-hmm. You certainly seem to be growing, because there's a lot more publicity and a lot more posters around the village of Stapleford as well. It's become far more obvious. Not too distracting, but it's there on the side of the 1301. So if you're driving between, say, Sawston and Trumpington, you can certainly pick up on it. And you're not to be outdone, as I say, by your neighbours. So how many people are involved, really, on the organising committee overall?
So I sit only with the flower show committee. So on that, there is a group of... We're down to five at the moment, but people will come in and help at the time. So there are some seats there available if somebody would like to come in and join us.
It's just a lovely quintessential village thing to do, I have to say, over the weekend. You'll find also teas available at the Vicarage on Mingle Lane, all very civilised and delightful. That will be happening on Sunday as well, along with the ice cream van turning up on the pavilion ground as well. Thank you both for spending some time for coming in this morning to tell us about it. I'm sure it's going to be busy over the weekend for you both and the rest of the team. And I hope to try and come along as well and see what's happening on Saturday. So I hope a few of you listening out there will come along as well. Just the details again about how to find out, more anyway. There's the website, which we mentioned earlier on. That is www.stapleford-online.com. And if you go to the homepage at Stapleford Online, it's a one word, then look for Stapleford Village Weekend, and all the details are there. Programmes also, I guess if you're nearby, you can pick them up in all good shops nearby, including the local newsagent London Road.
Yeah, and at the farm shop, of course.
The Gog Farm Shop. Yeah. And, of course, Marta, we should mention that you work there.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, we're not doing a commercial, of course, but you are...
They've allowed me to come down today to do this.
Which is very good. And thank you to your employer as well, Sarah, for letting you pop in from elsewhere in Cambridge to come down to Cambridge 105 Radio this morning.
Pleasure.
Have a great time. Hopefully bigger and better, as always, for this weekend. Maybe we'll see you again next week. Yeah. But thanks anyway. That was Miles Nicholas from the Village Show Committee, along with Sarah Sayer, the Vice Chair of Stapleford Parish Council. Let's catch up now with travel.